Not again! Kate Shelley counted the seconds. 1 second. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Only 3 seconds? Kate looked at her mother. Mrs. Shelley looked at Kate. Only 3 seconds? Then the storm must be close. Very close. The thunder stopped. Kate listened. Her mother listened. It was raining. Raining hard. What time did the storm start, Mother?
This afternoon. 3 o'clock?
Kate looked at the clock. 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock. That was 8 hours. 8 long hours of rain. 8 long hours of hard rain.
How was the Des Moines River? Was the water high?
And Honey Creek?
Honey Creek was closer to the house. How was Honey Creek? Was the water high? Would water come to the house? Would water come in the house?
Flash! Kate Shelley counted again. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 8. Eight seconds. Good. Then the storm was not as close. The storm was going away. Kate and her mother listened again. It was still raining, but not as hard. How long would it rain? How long would it thunder? Kate looked at Mrs. Shelley. Mrs. Shelley looked at Kate. The wind was loud. Mrs. Shelley and Kate listened again. No. No, wait. That was not the wind. That was a train. A locomotive. Mrs. Shelley and Kate listened. The locomotive was going east. The locomotive was coming from the Des Moines River. It was going to Honey Creek. It was going to the Honey Creek Bridge. But how high was the water? Was the bridge still safe? Kate looked at Mrs. Shelley. Mrs. Shelley looked at Kate. They listened. Crash! Splash! Hiss! A crash? Oh, no! The locomotive! Kate looked at her mother. I must go help the men in the locomotive.
You? Kate, you're a girl. A 16-year-old girl. You can't go help. A man must go help.
A man, Mother? What man? Father is not here. Michael is not here. I must go. I must go help the men in the locomotive. There is no choice.
But Kate, no. You can't go. No.
Mother, I am sorry, but I must go, Mother. I must.
Then go. God help you, Kate. God help you.
Here is the lantern.
Thank you, Mother. And my jacket? Where is my jacket?
Kate looked. There it was, by the door. Good.
I'm going, Mother. Goodbye.
And Kate Shelley ran out of the house. Out of the house and into the storm. Into the rain and wind. Flash! Kate ran and counted. Counted and ran. 1 second. 4 seconds. 11 seconds.
11 seconds. The storm was going away. Kate ran. There was Honey Creek. There was the Honey Creek Wait. The Honey Creek Bridge? Kate looked. Where was the bridge? Kate looked again. Oh no, the bridge was in the water. And the locomotive? Where was the locomotive? Kate looked down. There was the locomotive. Down there in the water.
Help!
Kate listened. A man? Was that a man? Kate listened again.
Help!
Yes, it was a man. Where was the man? Kate looked by the locomotive. No man.
Help!
Oh, there! In the tree! The man was in a tree by the river. Kate looked down at the tree. How can I help him? Kate looked again. No. Going down would not work.
I can't come to you, but I'm going for help.
Did the man hear? Did he answer? Kate didn't listen. She didn't wait. There was no time to wait and listen. I must get help for the man in the tree. Kate turned and ran. I must get help. Kate ran to the beat of the words. I must get help for the man in the tree. I must get... Oh no, wait! The train! The midnight train! The midnight train from Moingana! It's coming here! At 12 o'clock! It's coming to Honey Creek! The midnight train will crash in Honey Creek! I must stop the midnight train! I must get help and stop the train. I must get help and stop the train. Kate ran to the beat of the words. I must get help and stop the train. I must get help and stop the train. The lantern stopped, but Kate ran on in the dark. I must get help and stop the train. Then, there it was, the Des Moines River. And there was the train bridge. Kate looked. The train bridge was long, very long. And it was high, very high. Kate stopped and stepped onto the train bridge. Oh, the wind was bad on the bridge. Kate stepped again. No, this was not good. Walking on the bridge would not work. Now what? Stop? Go home? No, I can't stop. I can't go home. I must get help. I must stop the train. Flash! For a second it was light, and Kate looked at the train bridge. The bridge was long. It was high. Down, very far down, the water was wild. But there was no choice. The thunder crashed, but Kate didn't listen. She didn't count the seconds. Kate kneeled on the train tracks. Would it work? There was no choice. Kate put her left hand on the rail. Then she felt with her right hand. Where was the next piece of track? There! Kate put her right hand on the piece of track. She slid her left hand a little further. Kate Shelley was on the bridge now. Down, very far down under the bridge. The river was wild. But Kate didn't listen to the river. She slid her left hand a little further on the side of the track. She put her left knee on the piece of track by her right hand. With her right hand, Kate felt for the next piece of track. There was the next piece. She put her right hand on the next piece of track and her right knee next to her left knee. For a second, it was light again. Kate looked down at the river. The water was wild. Very wild. No. No looking at the river. Then it was dark again. Kate listened to the water. No. No listening to the water. Kate slid her left hand further on the side of the track. She put her left knee by her right hand. Again, Kate felt with her right hand. Where was the next piece of track? There. Right knee, left hand, left knee, right hand, right knee. But Kate didn't listen to the thunder. There was no time. Left hand, left knee. I must get help and stop the train. Right hand, next piece of track, right knee, left hand, left knee. Her right hand felt again. Where was the next piece of track? There it was. Right hand on the track. Ow! A splinter. But Kate didn't stop. There was no time. I must get help. I must stop the train. Left hand, left knee, right hand, right knee. Right knee? Kate's skirt was stuck on the track. Come on, skirt. I must put my knee on the next piece of track. Rip. Her skirt was ripped. But Kate didn't look at her skirt. There was no time. Left hand a little further, left knee, right hand, next piece of track, right knee. What time was it? Was it midnight? Was the midnight train coming? I must get help. I must stop the train. Kate Shelley went further. Left hand, left knee, right hand, right. Hey, the ground! That's the ground! Kate felt again. Yes, it was. It was the ground. No more bridge. No more hands and knees. Again, Kate Shelley ran and ran and ran. I must get help and stop the train. Flash! Again, it was light for a second. Kate looked and looked. Yes, there it was, the Moingana train station. Kate ran harder. I must get help and stop the train. 100 meters. 80 more meters. 50. I must get help and stop the train. 10 more meters. Yes, she was there. Kate opened the train station door and ran in. The men in the train station looked at Kate. They looked at her ripped skirt. They looked at the rain on her jacket. Kate didn't look. She didn't look at her skirt. She didn't look at her jacket. There was no time to look. The train! The bridge! Stop the train! Stop the midnight train! The men looked at Kate. They looked at the station boss.
Stop the midnight train? Girl, are you crazy?
Then the station boss looked at Kate again.
Hey, you're the Shelley girl. She's not crazy, man. But stop the train, girl?
Yes, the bridge! Honey Creek Bridge! It's crashed! The locomotive is in the water! You must stop!
Kate stopped and fell to the ground.
Men, help her! Now, where is my lantern? I must stop the midnight train!
The station boss ran outside. He looked at the station clock. 11:57. 3 more minutes. 11:58. 2 more minutes.
11:59. One more minute. The train! The midnight train! The midnight train was coming! 12:00. There it was. The midnight train. Would it stop? The midnight train stopped at the Moingana station.
Station boss! What's the problem? There's no time for this. The midnight train must go further. There are 200 people on board. There's no time to stop.
Inside the station, Kate's eyes opened. She listened. Hiss. Yes! Then the train was stopped. It worked! She was in Moingana, and the train was stopped. Kate smiled. God had helped. The midnight train was safe. Minutes later, a locomotive went to the Honey Creek Bridge. Kate went with the locomotive. The men in the locomotive helped get the man in the tree, plus one more man. That was on July 6, 1881. In 1899, the railroad made a new bridge for the Des Moines River. The name of the new bridge was the Kate Shelley High Bridge.